one Markel Fultz. Markel, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, man, we're doing fantastic. I can't believe you guys are back already.
Yeah, it went past real quick.
Did you get a lot of work in, I'm reading, this summer, huh?
A lot. That's all I did was work. Less sleep, more work.
How many jump shots did you take this summer? I saw the report.
They say 150,000, but I feel like I took way more than that because, you know, I took some on my own when they weren't marked, but it doesn't really matter about the amount of shots. It's just the amount of work I put in, really. So I wasn't really worried about the amount of shots. It was just the work that really mattered the most to me.
Well, take us back to last year. What happened with the shot?
Yeah, so last year, I mean, it was an injury that occurred.
Your shoulder?
My shoulder. And me just being the guy I was, I just love basketball, so I tried to fight through it. And, you know, I realized that wasn't the best thing to do for myself and for the team, so I had to just find out what was going on, and we just worked throughout the whole summer. And then, of course, at the end of the season, I started feeling way better, and everything started clicking, and that's why I made the decision to come back and start playing, just because, you know, the love I have for the game. I missed it a lot. I missed the fans. I missed competing. So I came back, and I felt like I had a chance to help the team, you know, get ready for the playoffs, which I think I did a good job of. So that's how last year went. And
well,
it was good.
Is the shoulder 100% now?
Yeah, it's 100%, and now I'm just working on every day. Just I'm not – my shot, I wouldn't say, is 1,000%, 100%. I don't think anybody's shot is 1,000 or 100%, but I'm just working every day, you know, working every day to get better, and that's all I can ask for. And I feel great. I'm happy and very excited for the season.
How did that – you know, as an elite athlete, and you've been one your entire life, you know, to all of a sudden – be questioning everything because, you know, the injury kind of led you down that path. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden your body's not doing what your mind wants it to mm-hmm. do. And that's a weird feeling for an athlete.
For sure.
It's late in careers that happens to people when they retire. But you're a young kid, mm-hmm. young player in this league. How was that for you to handle that mentally going, man, I just can't get there because of the injury and it kind of snowballs on you?
It was insane. And I think that's what a lot of people don't see. Me being 19, 18 years old, you know, and this happening to me, I think I did a great job, you know, just staying focused and, you know, praying about it and just knowing that, you know, my hard work is going to get through whatever problems I'm having, you know. It was tough just coming in every day, you know, wanting to do something and my body not letting me do it. But you know, my mom, I would say the team here, coaching staff here, just kept me feeling like myself. They let me know why I was the number one pick, and I was chosen number one for a reason. So, yeah, it was hard for me to try to doubt myself.
You have moments of doubt, though.
Yeah,
it's human nature. Yeah.
It's human. You know, everybody, if something's not going your way, you're going to think about it, you know. But me, I just thought about the outcome, you know. I thought about where I came from and how I got here, and I came way too far to give up or start doubting myself mm-hmm. too much, so... That's just how it went.
Yeah, so those kind of challenges and disappointments can make you lose confidence, mm-hmm. right? Now, how would you describe your confidence right now going into camp?
Oh, I'm pumped.
Sky high?
For sure. I'm just excited, you know, to go compete for myself and for my team. I'm not really worried about what other people say. I think my game, our team is going to speak for everything that, you know, everybody's been talking about, everybody that wants to know this, that, and that. They're going to see this season why I was the number one pick and why Philly chose me the number one pick. So,
well, and I know you're big. You have a presence on social media with Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. and like. Now, is that something that this year you go into? Maybe you turn that off for the season, or you're going to still
interact
with the
people? Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I got to interact with my fans at the end of the day. They're the reason why I do what I do every day. But I never really looked at the people that – the naysayers or the people that said I couldn't do anything, because at the end of the day they wouldn't be doing that if I wasn't anybody, you know. They're doing that for a reason, so I must be doing something right. So I don't really pay no attention to it. I just keep going about my day. I keep working. Like I said, pray to God, and just I live with how I feel, you know, how my family treats me, how my teammates treat me, and that's all I really care
about. That's all that matters.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this, because you know, it was a very difficult situation for you last year, but we hear so much about the culture that Brett Brown and this organization has created over the last couple of years, and your teammates, everybody always having fun and stuff like that. Was that a big help to you going through what you went through? You know, being able to lean on the guys like Joel,
sure.
Ben Simmons, and Covington, all these guys, you got a real good culture here.
For sure.
I think saved you, didn't it?
No, for sure. And I, if you ask a lot of guys, they probably say I'm the one that was the most jokeful or playful guy coming around. But definitely coming here, you know, with a young group, a team, but we also have vets, you know. But our chemistry was a big thing that helped me get through last year. Everybody got along. Everybody, you know, was supportive. Everybody cared about each other. And we all had one goal in mind. It wasn't really much individual goals getting in the way. So, you know, just being able to come in here and have teammates that care, actually care about me and how I feel, it was just amazing to just know I had my teammates' support.
Now, what was the biggest adjustment for a teenager coming into this league
in this city last year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anybody that knows Philly is a tough city, you know, to come into. But, you know, I grew up in the DMV, and it's kind of like the same, you know. They're going to tell you if you're doing good, or they're going to tell you if you're doing bad. But I think the biggest adjustment was just learning how to manage your time, really. Just knowing that if you work hard, sometimes you got to take some time off. And if you don't work hard, you got to work on your stuff. You got to work on your craft. So it's just a simple thing of just managing time and just knowing it's a business at the end of the day.
Last question for Markelle Fultz joining us here at the Sixers Training Complex. Drew Hanlon was a big part of that. I see him here today.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what Drew meant to you and really helping you this summer.
I mean, Drew... I'm thankful for Drew because he took a chance of trying to help me and help me regain my confidence and working on my shot and just my mechanics and everything like that. So Drew's just been a big part. Just he's been in the gym as much as I've been in the gym. Those 150,000 shots that I put up, oof, he's been right there with me, you know, coaching me through it, helping me rebound, you know, just motivating me. So big thanks to Drew, and I'm thankful. So
now, how did he do that? Did he break you down to the foundation and rebuild the shot? Or
yeah,
just...
I mean, it's just a little bit of everything, you know. It was try and error, you know. It was just some stuff we tried, some stuff we tried to do, like my old one, you know, a little bit of everything. It was just a mystery, and it ended up working out. So I'm just glad. It was a long, like, grinded out summer, and I'm happy with it. So
well, good.
Well, you put in the work, man, and that's important, and we appreciate you joining us. Have a great year, man. I know a lot of people around here are really dependent on you and really hoping that, you know, you said it, that you show why you were that number one pick. You can be a big help to this basketball team taking that next step.
Thank you.
Yeah, this fan base really wants you to succeed.
Appreciate it.
And we do as well.